It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County's basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy, Griffith Plumbing, Keep It Flowing, Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball,
the Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team,
the Mark Turgeon Coaches Show, and Frederick County Sports Weekend featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Luley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game featuring Pete McLeod
with Ed Luley and Steve Nibbs.
Here. Welcome to Linganore, a noisy Linganore High School. We've just had a tremendous JV game here, and now the varsity getting set to go in this big matchup in girls high school basketball in Frederick County. These are the top two teams right here in 3A. Linganore coming in here 9-2. They're the home team, 5-1 in the Spires Conference. And Frederick, the defending state champions, coming in here 10-2 and 5-0 in the Spires division. So this is a battle for the CMC Spires Division 2 with the first and second place teams, and they're arguably the two top 3A teams in Frederick County. What a big game and a big crowd coming in here to Linganore High School.
Yes, sir, and I tell you, it's great to be back with you, Pete, and yep. I have not seen
Phil Becerra.
This Frederick High School team since March 11, 2017 Towson at that beautiful stadium, the arena, rather, down there in Towson as Frederick was crowned the state champions. Haven't seen them in person yet until now, and it looks like they have left off right where they were last March, huh?
They are picking up where they left off, and they beat Athelton in that state championship game 72-60 for their second state championship in the decade. They won in 2011 also, and have come in second and third several times in between. So they are definitely a state caliber team always, and again this year. And of course, Michaela Daniels, only a junior, she's going to go to Arkansas. What a talent. You've seen her. 47 points in that state championship game last year.
Yeah, with the message coming out in the beginning of January of this month, said she verbally committed to Arkansas. So congratulations to Michaela Daniels. Well-deserved. And yeah. She mentioned in the comments to the Frederick News Post, I believe, that it's not too big of a school, but not too small. You know, it said it fits her. So, yeah. And like you said, she has committed to Arkansas. So, once again, congratulations to Daniels on that.
And she's picking up where she left off also. She's averaging 18.7 points a game, 5.8 rebounds, and 3 assists. As we see Sonny Joseph, the athletic director of Linganore High School, walk in front of us there. Sonny used to be a TJ as the assistant, and now he's the boss here at Linganore.
Yeah, you wonder where the cadets would be right now. I'm not saying in no way that they would be a lot weaker this season, but you wonder where they would be right now without those 47 points in that state championship game from Daniels last season. And not to mention, it was the first state title for Coach Bush and the second in the program's history. And that was from Coach Hammond, the very first championship.
Kevin Hammond, who's now the athletic director. She won in 2011. And of course, Ashley Bush last year, 2017. And I'm sure they're looking, they won't admit it, but they're looking for another one here in 2018 with Michaela Daniels still on the squad. It just seems like she can score about as many points as she wants to.
They're carrying on their tradition, the rich history of this school. Behind Hammond was Lanasia Frazier. You talk about India Dotson, Jasmine Tolson, Lauren Tolson. So Linthicum, Daniels and company, they're following up from what Coach Hammond started, if you will. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, she's still there as the athletic director and overseeing everything, and Coach Ashley Bush coming close in 2016 to the state championship and then winning it, making the Final Four in the 2016 and then winning it all last year over Athelton by a score of 72-60 in the championship game. And we were there for the trophy presentation and all the festivities up at Towson for that unforgettable night last March, and maybe another one coming up. Also, another celebrity here tonight is Coach Rick Connor, who won the state football championship with his Linganore 3A team this year. He's sitting over there talking to Coach Rachel Easterdays, who is the head coach of the women here at Linganore.
Yep. And so getting down to business, Pete, I want to ask you, so Frederick won the last matchup, 59-19. So how can Linganore contain these defending champions coming in tonight? Do you think that Linganore has any more, they're home in this game, so will that prove to be a bigger factor?
It could, I think they might have had a couple injuries, too, in that first meeting, because that just doesn't sound right, 59-19. Yeah. That was in December. Yeah. There could be different factors there, or it could be the fact that Frederick is just that much better. I don't know. You know, we'll see. Tonight will really be a test of all that to see exactly what the reason was. It could have been Frederick got off to a big lead and Linganore just got down. Who knows? I wasn't there. I didn't see the game. You look at the score and you say, that can't be right, but it is right, 59-19. I don't know how that could have happened, but there could have been injuries. I think there were a couple injuries on the Linganore team, and that's probably what happened there.
And that's why I go back to saying Frederick left off where they did from last season, because as I look at the box numbers, and like I said, this is the first time I've seen them in person, the Frederick Lady Cadets.
Yeah.
But when you look at the box score, what stood out to me, it was a game back on January 11th. It was Frederick High School. They were the road team, and they were visiting the Urbana Hawks. And what stood out to me, it was 30 points scored by the Cadets in the first quarter. Guess how many points they held Urbana to in one quarter? Four.
Four. Okay,
Pete,
there you go.
30 to 4 in one quarter. So there you go.
19 score, it's hard to tell. It's a funny things happen. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with some more pregame look at these two teams, the top two 3A teams in Frederick County. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Phil Vassera, we're live at Linganore High School tonight. A big one between Linganore and Frederick in the JV game. What a battle. What a battle that was. Frederick winning 43-41 in the JV game. That sets the tone for this varsity battle.
They will get as much drama in this game as that one, Pete.
I don't know. But we want to welcome a couple of new sponsors to our sports parade here on WFMD. Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Guy Cappuccino, one of our new sponsors. Also, Buffalo Wild Wings will be coming on very soon as a new sponsor. And we also want to welcome the ones that were already on there. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go Griffith Plumbing. And also Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs. And of course, Nimio Federal Credit Union still with us until the end of the month. So we want to thank these sponsors that help us bring the best in high school basketball on WFMD. And I'll tell you, we got a good one tonight. Linganore girls and Frederick girls, top two 3A girls teams in Frederick County. They're traditional rivals, and this should be just a great game.
Yeah, so not much has changed for Coach Easterday and company sitting over there on that sideline for the Linganore Lancers, the Lady Linganore Lancers, rather. It's just how to contain the big three, Daniels and Linthicum. Daniels averaging 18.7 points a game, 5.8 rebounds, and 3.0 assists. The storyline, Pete, is not much different from last year. Not only Linganore, but any team. Contain Daniels, and you might have a shot at winning.
That's about it. That's pretty good. I couldn't have said that better myself. Let's look at this Linganore team, though. They didn't exactly fall off the turnip wagon coming here. They're a very, very good team. 9-2. They've only lost two games this year. One of them was to Frederick, and the other was to McDonough in the Christmas tournament. So they're 9-2 and 5-1 in the Spires division of the CMC, and are having a very good year under Coach Rachel Easterday.
And you have to imagine that's the message for Coach Bush. Didn't mean to cut you off, but that's a message coming into this game. Do not sleep on this Linganore team.
They don't. They've got some outstanding players. Let's start with Jessica Mitchell, the senior. She's averaging 12 points a game. Then there's Olivia Wynell. She is also a senior, and she's averaging 10.9 points a game. Fiona Rowan, a great soccer player on that state championship Linganore girls soccer team. She's coming in with 3.2 assists on this basketball team. She's an excellent player, fun to watch. She threads her passes, passing to Mitchell and Wynell. Also starting will be Kaylin Barthlow, a senior. Kara Probian, she is also a senior, and we'll see some people coming in off the bench. Of course, Shay Arnes, Allison, Sarah Twig, Nicole Escalante, Gina DiGiovanni, Allison Burns, and Grace Brooks. That's a very, very strong Linganore team. And this will be a very, very interesting game. And the crowd is really coming in here. We didn't know when we got here with the JVs. Didn't look like that many people here, but they've really been coming in the last 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, and here as we see Linganore running back out from the rear door, the opposite side from where we are standing. And right behind them, following head coach Easterday.
I think Rick Croner is going to be coaching too. He's sitting over there having a chat with the coaching staff. Yep. So he may be lending his two cents worth to it.
So Pete, junior guard Fiona Rowan, you have to imagine that she's everywhere on the court from left to right. I mean, going.
She's a soccer player, and they never stop running. And, and she is fun to watch.
Yep. and size, like you always mention, size is not everything. You know, you mentioned she's pretty small in size. So let's see how Frederick answers to this. To that player.
Yeah. All right, we will take another break here, and we had a late finishing JV game, so we're running a little bit behind schedule, but we will take a break here and come back with the introductions of the starting lineups for these two teams, and the opening tip will be getting underway. A lot of excitement here at Linganore High School tonight for this big girls' game. We'll take a break. I remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD. Pete McLeod, Phil Becerra, we're live. We're back at Linganore High School. Let's look at this Frederick team. What a team. Rose Bubakar, Michaela Daniels, Rihanna Hall, Kirsten Linthicum, Savannah Rininger. That's the starting five we were given by Coach Ashley Bush. And, of course, Frederick coming in here 10-2, 5-0 in the Spires. There are only two losses. One of their losses was to Middletown, the top 2A team in the area, and also to St. Francis Academy in one of those Christmas tournaments. So those are the only two losses. They are 10-2 in the first time they met Linganore this year. They beat them 59-19. We don't expect a score like that tonight, but you never know.
You never know. And we're set. Are you buckled up, Pete?
We're buckled up.
Get
this is going to be a
fit.
If the JV
both
game
teams
was any kind of a, no, we're going to have a physical battle. It was a very physical JV game, won by Frederick 43-41. But I'll tell you, Linganore gave it a shot down the stretch. They missed a couple of shots right at the buzzer. A tremendous shot from midcourt, at the buzzer.
Yeah. And very, very interesting. As you see, both teams, Frederick and Linganore, huddled up there along that sideline, both head coaches giving their pregame speeches before the opening tip. Very interesting to see the JV head coaches from the last game. Now they are sitting right behind their respective benches, and now they have their eyes on this varsity, this highly waited for varsity matchup. I tell you, it's going to be, and you said it right on point, very physical.
It will be a physical game.
Very physical.
We know that. Frederick plays very physical, and that's why they're so successful at the state level. Kirsten Linthicum gets introduced, a member of the state championship team last season, as they're introduced to the crowd and the officials. And let's see who else is going. This is Rihanna Hall, the 5'7" sophomore coming in, and she's giving a fist bump to the officials. Let's see, are they going to invite... Are they going to introduce
Michaela Daniels?
No, there's Michaela Daniels. Yeah. There she is. Okay. And also Rose Bubakar came out there, the sensational freshman for Frederick, and their coach, of course, Ashley Bush. Now the homestanding Linganore team in their red and white uniforms. Here comes Fiona. She has grown quite a bit since last year. Fiona Rowan, she's really put on some inches to her height there. She's taller than she was. Also, Kara Probian, first time I've seen Linganore this year. Kaylin Barthlow being introduced. Also, here comes number 42, Olivia Weinel. And Olivia is averaging close to 10 points a game. And here she is, Jessica Mitchell, tremendous player, tremendous physical player, too. She's averaging 12 points a game, and she is a senior also. And we'll stand up now and salute America with our national anthem before we get this one underway. A little delay here.
Oh,
All right, beautiful rendition of our national anthem to start this one off, and appropriate for the importance of this game for both teams, psychologically and otherwise, as they about the midpoint of the season right now, and Frederick 10-2 and Linganore 9-2. And their seasons really are almost identical, except that in the head-to-head meeting, it was all Frederick over Linganore. Well, let's see what happens here.
Yep, so some very familiar faces back once again for Linganore and Frederick. I see a lot of familiar faces on that bench for both teams. So not too many seniors, I expect, were lost last year to graduation. Should be a great matchup, Pete.
Linganore will be going from our right to our left as we start out. Jessica Mitchell jumping against Bubakar. Rose Bubakar, the freshman for Frederick. And the tip is won by Linganore. Controlled there by Jessica Mitchell over to Fiona Rowan. Rowan on the left side now. She comes up. Oh, the ball's knocked out of bounds by Michaela Daniels right in her face.
I think you're going to be saying that a lot tonight.
Tough defense. That is a tough defense to face coming right out of the starting blocks here.
Yeah.
Barthelow throws that ball inbounds, or trying to throw it inbounds for Linganore. Whoa, she just gets it into Rowan, and Fiona Rowan at the top of the key now. Rowan, the real good soccer player on that state championship soccer team for Linganore. Jessica Mitchell off the glass and in!
Jessica Mitchell, beautiful shot for Linganore as number 24, Rose Bubakar, fell to the ground, a freshman for Frederick.
All right, holding that ball outside is Linthicum now. A zone defense put out by Linganore. So Coach Easterday going with the zone defense. There's Rihanna Hall with a three. That won't go. It goes out of bounds. That'll be Linganore ball with a 2-0 lead and 7:17 to go first quarter. We're just underway. Rachel Easterday up off her bench and clapping, urging her team on. They have had a lot of trouble with this Frederick team in the past. The pass goes up quickly to Olivia Weinel. Weinel is averaging close to 10 points a game over to Fiona Rowan. Rowan has it now coming to the right side. A zone defense by Frederick also driving along the baseline now is Jessica Mitchell. Puts it up and off the rim and no good. And the rebound is taken down by Michaela Daniels. And Daniels comes on a gallop back for Frederick. Oh, she passes into Bubakar and puts it up and in. Mitchell for Daniels to Bubakar.
Coach Easterday along that sideline standing up. She's trying to do something that a lot of teams have not done for the previous couple of years, and that is beat Frederick.
Robian throws the ball away. Here comes Bubakar, the freshman. She's going coast to coast. That was off the foot, I thought. Wow, I think that's a bad call. Olivia Weinel, I think it was off her foot, but the official didn't see it. And it will go over to Linganore as the Lancers get a break. 2-2 tie here early. And they're working that ball up nicely against the press. Probian comes in and puts it up and in. Or Weinel, rather. Well, let's see if it'll count. Yes, it will.
Yes,
and she got fouled.
And one.
Chance for the three-point play
Olivia
here.
Olivia Weinel.
4-2 in favor of Linganore.
Awesome job being very aggressive driving to that basket early in this game.
Averaging 10.9 points a game. Weinel's shot is up, and it is good. 5-2 now. It's Linganore off to a three-point lead.
Wino doing her job, finishing off that play.
Here comes Linthicum. Linthicum at the top of the key, looking at that zone defense of Linganore. They move it over on the left side to Bubakar. Or Daniels, rather. Daniels to Linthicum for the three. It won't go. Rebound is taken by Rihanna Hall to Daniels. Daniels from the top of the key. She nails a three. Wow.
If Linthicum does not have the hot hand, Daniels does. It's either one of them with the threes from way downtown.
We're tied at five. Jessica Mitchell drives to the basket, puts it up. No good, a blocking foul on Frederick. She'll get two shots at the line. See who they're going to get for Frederick for the foul here. There'll be two team fouls on Frederick. The foul goes against Linthicum.
I think you see that home court advantage kind of playing in a little factor here. Coach Bush and company, they're trying to get settled in, and you know, and that's what Bush does so well with his team, PG.
No question about it.
No matter where they play in the county, out of the county, no matter where they play, she does a very well, good job of getting this team settled in when they need to be.
6-5 now. Mitchell's second shot is up. And she, no, that goes around the rim and out. And the rebound is taken down by Frederick's Rihanna Hall. And Hall gets it over to Linthicum. Linthicum looking at that zone, trying to find somebody open underneath. They're shutting off the underneath baskets for Frederick. Linthicum with a three. Oh, she got it. Linthicum. Kristen Linthicum
we
nailing the three.
A lot of that last March in that state championship game.
8-6 Frederick.
Kirsten Linthicum.
Big shot. Three-point shot for Lingenor won't go. That's Barthlow. Wouldn't go. Barthlow gets it again. Barthlow puts up another one. That won't go either. It's still 8-6 Frederick, and now Frederick has the ball on the gallop. Frederick coming down. Michaela Daniels lays it in. Coast to coast, Michaela Daniels. She was on the run.
The athleticism and the speed, it's unreal. She got past four or five Lingenor players that were all ahead of her.
She did. She did. Barthlow, Mitchell underneath. Mitchell has the ball partially blocked. Partially blocked. Comes out to Fiona Rowan. Rowan's shot is no good. Rebound Linthicum. Linthicum coming up for Frederick, and they have a 10-6 lead. 4:49 to go first quarter. Linthicum working that ball outside toward Daniels. Daniels has it. Daniels in the paint. Daniels, nice bounce pass. Oh, what a beautiful pass to Rittinger, who finishes it off. And it's 12-6 now. Frederick with a six-point lead. Over it goes to Probian. Probian driving towards the basket. Decides to pass off. It was Wino. Shot now is up and good. Is that a three-pointer? Though it's a two-pointer by Barthlow. Barthlow with a two-pointer to make it 12-8. A 15-foot jumper by Barthlow.
Kaylin Barthlow, a senior guard for Lingenor.
All right, in the paint, Bubakar, the freshman, misses, and the rebound is taken by Mitchell. And Mitchell gets it quickly over to Probian. Now it comes up to Rowan. Rowan on the move. Rowan underneath, Weinel. Weinel's shot in and out. Rebound fought for under there. They're on the floor, and it's picked up by Linthicum. How many times has she done that? There's a scratch before she comes up with it. Linthicum to Daniels. Daniels being cut off at the pass over there by the defense of Barthlow. Shot is up, no good. Rebound is taken by Frederick. A beautiful play, saving it from going out of bounds by Rihanna Hall. Top of the key, it goes to Linthicum. Linthicum gets to the paint, puts it up. No good. Rebound is taken down by Jessica Mitchell. Mitchell on the run. Mitchell has it with the score 12-8 in favor of Frederick. Lingenor with the ball. Rowan has it. Rowan over on the left side. It goes quickly to Probian as they work that ball around nicely. Baseline, it goes to Mitchell. Puts it in with a little hook shot.
Frederick is going to have to find a way to block and take Mitchell out of this game because she's hurting Frederick right now and it's starting to show.
Mitchell has that excellent little hook shot. 12-10 now.
Another senior for Lingenor, Jessica Mitchell.
It was 6 points down to two. Driving is Rihanna Hall. She has the ball blocked. The ball loose, and it is picked up by Rowan. Rowan on the fast break. Rowan to Mitchell. Mitchell, bounce pass underneath to Wynell. She can't finish it off. What a beautiful pass by Jessica Mitchell. With the ball now is Linthicum. Linthicum has been getting a lot of those defensive rebounds for Frederick.
Yeah, and look at Coach Ashley Bush. He's telling Linthicum, slow it down. Lingenor is making Frederick feel very uncomfortable now, and that's what you have to do if you want to beat the Cadets.
Rihanna Hall in the paint for the 10-footer. It's good off the backboard. Rihanna Hall, the 5'7" sophomore for Frederick. And they break the press very easily. They've been practicing that, you can tell. Yep. Kara Probian comes up just over the short of the timeline, takes the pass and hands off to one of two cutting players on either side of
Here's
her.
Here's Mitchell again.
Mitchell underneath in traffic. A foul is called. I think it's going to be on Frederick. That'll be two more free throws for Jessica Mitchell.
Yeah, Coach Bush right now trying to find a way to take Mitchell out of this game plan. And Jeez. Give credit to Easterday for drawing a great game plan up so far, huh?
Both coaches have not sat down since the opening buzzer. They are pacing.
I don't think you would see a lot of sitting down tonight either.
7 points for Jessica Mitchell. She's got 7 of the 11 points the Lancers have scored. It's 14-11 Frederick, and Jessica Mitchell can cut the lead to 2. Second free throw. 3 team fouls on Frederick, none on Lingenor. Shot is up, and it is good again by Mitchell. And it'll be Frederick Ball with a two-point lead, 14-12. Here comes Linthicum, the quarterback on this team, as she comes up against that zone defense, which has been effective so far by Lingenor, but still, Frederick has scored 14 points. It's containing Frederick. The three-point shot, no good, hits the top of the backboard, and that'll be automatically Lingenor ball. We have some substitutions in now. Grace Brooks is in there for Linganore. And also in there for Frederick is Natalie Washington. And a steal. The ball is loose on the floor, picked up by Bubakar. Tries to get Daniels, knocked out of her hands. Good defense by Linganore. That was Sarah Twigg, who just came into this game and makes a good defensive play right away. But it will be Frederick ball under their own basket, 14-12. Right now, 14-12 in favor of Frederick. They have the ball under their own basket. Linthicum will put the ball in play. She does so quickly to Bubakar. Shot is up, no good. Rebound up by Washington. That's no good. And the rebound finally is taken by Barthlow. To Rowan. Rowan passes up the shot. Gets it over to Weinel. They work it around. Probian has it. Now it comes out to Rowan. Rowan looks underneath. Does not pass. Now she does pass. And now the shot from the outside by Probian. That won't go. And the rebound is taken down under there. And a nice rebound by Bubakar. And Bubakar over quickly to Linthicum. It's still 14-12 Frederick, and they have the ball. 58.2 seconds left in the first quarter. Linthicum with it. Linthicum, she's always looking for that three-point shot, puts up the 20-footer, and that's good by Linthicum. Kristen Linthicum playing a heck of a game for Frederick. She's got 5 points already.
Yeah, neither side has really taken any momentum yet, so Linthicum trying to start the process for Frederick and take some momentum in this one.
16-12. Grace Brooks, top of the key, passing over to a teammate. Now with it is Probian. Probian. Pass was too high as she tried to hit Rowan, and the ball goes over to Frederick with a 16-12 lead. Now they have the ball. 26.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Furious action end to end. Jessica Mitchell and Kirsten Linthicum have been standouts so far for their respective teams. Michaela Daniels will slow it down for the final shot of the first quarter. As the clock winds down at 16 seconds, the shot clock is turned off. So they'll be going for the final shot here. Michaela Daniels on Rowan. Rowan with some physical defense, but Daniels gets the shot off and it goes in. What a play, Michaela Daniels.
With two Linganore defenders on her, and she still manages to get that shot.
And a pass up to Mitchell, and Mitchell lays it in at the buzzer. Jessica Mitchell laying it in at the buzzer after Michaela Daniels with an incredible shot to give her 7 points of the night. And Jessica Mitchell now 6, 8, 10, 11 points of the 14 the Lancers
have scored. We just saw a little bit of the Daniels and Mitchell show. How about that?
We're seeing a show tonight. Our score here at the end of one quarter is Frederick 18 and Linganore 14. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Phil Vissera, and Bob Dacey is our producer at the WFMD studios. Right now it's 18-14 in this meeting between the two giants of girls high school basketball in 3A in Frederick County, Linganore and Frederick. Right now Frederick with the advantage, 18-14. And Kirsten Linthicum in the game again as Riley Rininger. She came out for a rest. She's back in there now. Savannah Rininger for, oh, she's wide open. Somebody didn't see her. Rihanna Hall gets it over to Linthicum now. We'll watch the shot clock here. 15 seconds with his zone defense. It's really given Frederick some trouble. And the pass in the interior pass is knocked away, picked up by Rininger. Now 9 seconds on the shot clock. They're going to have to get a shot off here. Hall to Linthicum. Linthicum will try to get the shot off. Only 2 seconds. The shot finally off and in. A three-pointer by Michaela Daniels. Unbelievable.
Can you say clutch any better than that?
21-14 as Daniels just beats the shot clock.
Talking about great awareness.
With a three-pointer to make it.
To understand where the shot clock was standing and somehow manages to get a three from way downtown.
Brooks into Mitchell. Mitchell's ball shot is partially blocked underneath. A scramble. Bodies all over the floor. And I believe it's going to be Linganore ball. Yes, it will be Linganore ball under their own basket. Possession arrow in their favor. Kara Probian will put the ball in play.
Yeah, the referee trying to explain. I'm not too sure what the explanation is over there, but talking to Coach Ashley Bush.
Ashley Bush not happy right now. But her team is ahead 21-14, so she can't be that unhappy. And there's another scramble underneath. And again, Frederick with just tenacious defense, keeping Linganore from throwing that ball in under their own basket. 21-14, a 7-point lead for Frederick. 7:04 to go in the second quarter. What a game.
And it just showed, again, not to take anything away from Linganore, but it just goes to show how great of a team Frederick is. You can Linganore hasn't even made that many mistakes yet, Pete, and look at the scores.
Yeah, they are a state championship team, defending state champions, and you can tell. Linganore is having trouble again getting that ball in, and again they mess it up. And again, Frederick getting in the passing lanes, knocking it out of bounds. They can't get the ball in bounds under their own basket. Unbelievable.
A defense that allowed just 19 points against this Linganore team the last matchup at Frederick High School.
Probian finally gets into Mitchell, but she falls down, and the ball knocked out of bounds again. And that's Daniels good over there, Michaela Daniels. And they'll try again from the side this time. Probian will be over on the left sideline trying to get
it. In all the years that you have announced, have you ever seen this before? Swarming defense.
Very. Now it comes into Mitchell. She comes over to get the pass. Gets it to Rowan. Rowan outside now. We'll watch that shot clock. Only 6 seconds on the shot clock. With it is Weinel. Final to Rowan. She's going to have to hurry. Puts up the three-pointer. Oh. It's good. It's a three-pointer by Fiona Rowan. At the buzzer of the three-point clock there. It's now 21-17. Oh, that was a three-pointer by Frederick. But the rebound pulled down. Grace Brooks tied up for a jump ball. And the possession arrow will go in favor of the Frederick Cadets, I believe.
And Linganore had a chance once again for that possession, but...
Yes, it is. Frederick ball under their own basket. Coach Ashley Bush is upset at something else now. 21-17. She is not happy with the officiating so far. She is up off her seat. Rihanna Hall driving in for a shot. No good. Michaela Daniels tries to force one up. Instead, it'll be another jump ball. And this one will go to Linganore. It'll be Linganore ball. And Fiona Rowan got hit in the mouth. She may have to come out. Oh, she's going to stay in. She's a tough soccer player, and she has grown.
Yeah.
She's much bigger than she was last year, much taller.
You're starting to see that physicality coming into this game.
Yep. 21-17, Rowan with it. Rowan driving towards the basket. They work that ball around out to Grace Brooks. Now in the corner it goes. They try to pass the ball on the baseline to Mitchell, and Mitchell draws another foul. And Mitchell will go to the line for two more shots.
So far, Frederick cannot find an answer. If it's not Mitchell killing them with a three or driving to the basket for a two, it's Mitchell drawing the foul.
She's got 11 points so far in this game. And she nails the free throw. Give her 12.
And Pete back in for Frederick is, I believe it's number 10, Natalie Washington.
Natalie Washington in there. They don't lose much with her. She's a good player. Mitchell at the line. And she nails another free throw. Give her 13 points. And we got 6:16 to go here in the half. With it is Linthicum.
Yeah.
We'll watch Washington. Washington lined up along the baseline. In fact, Mitchell's going to be on her. It's a zone defense. Now they switch to a zone. Linthicum getting the ball into Washington. Washington driving along the baseline. Kept her foot inbounds. No good, but the rebound is put up. And that's no good, but there was a foul underneath. And at the line is going to be Jalen Montgomery, who just came in the game. Jalen is a 5'9" junior, and she'll have two shots at the line here for Frederick, 21-19. Shot is up and good by Jalen Montgomery. And it is now 22-19. 5:57 to go second quarter.
Yeah, junior, nice size for Jalen Montgomery. She has some size to her. It's a...
She misses the free throw. The pass is stolen by Rowan. Fiona Rowan to Mitchell. It goes deep in the corner. Back out to Rowan. Rowan to Mitchell. And low post. She's hit over the back. And that was by Montgomery. Montgomery went over the back. And that's going to be a foul on the floor. There'll be no shot involved here because that's only five team fouls on Frederick.
Yeah, look at Jessica Mitchell getting very involved in this game. Very emotional. Starting to clap her hands, Pete.
She's ready to go. She bounce passes it in. The ball is blocked. Mitchell went up with a shot, but the ball was blocked, and Frederick has the ball. Let's see who got that block from behind. I'm trying to... Oh, that's Abubakar. The freshman blocked her shot from behind. What a move by Abubakar.
Very valuable weapon here with Jalen Montgomery for Frederick. Ashley Bush using her very well in the paint so far.
There's Daniels. Daniels now with Brooks on her, and she is going to be fouled and get two shots at the line. As Grace Brooks picked up the assignment and just couldn't stay with her. and finally put her arm up there. And I guess it's going to be a foul with the body, so a non-shooting foul here. That's the second team foul on the Linganore Lady Lancers. And Linthicum will put the ball in play with the score 22-19. And Linthicum gets the ball out to Washington. Washington almost had it stolen by Rowan, but she gets it back with her strength. Driving to the basket is Daniels. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for. Shot up again, and there's going to be a foul called on Linganore. And I think they might get Mitchell. We'll wait and see. I think it's 31, and that would be Mitchell.
And, hey, at this point...
No, it's not. It's Brooks. Grace Brooks picks up number two for her. So Mitchell still hasn't got a foul.
The final score in that last game when Frederick hosted Linganore, you have to imagine that Rachel Easterday, the head coach for Linganore, as she's shouting, let's go over there, it just has to be, feels good to keep Frederick this close.
Second shot is missed. First one was good by Jalen Montgomery, but again, Frederick controlling the offensive rebound. That's the second time they've done that.
Linganore doing very well, hanging around with this very talented Cadets team.
23-19 is our score, and Frederick with the ball again because they again get the offensive rebound after the missed free throw, and there's going to be a foul called on Probian. And that'll be a non-shooting foul, so Frederick will take the ball out, but that adds to their total now. Four team fouls on Linganore, and that's for Probian. I believe that's number one on her. And the ball goes into Linthicum. Linthicum having a fine game and controlling this, running things very well. She's the quarterback out there of this team. The defending state championship Frederick Lady Cadets. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken, put up, and that's no good. And now another rebound put up. That's no good. Three missed shots there. The ball comes right over to us.
Watch out, Pete.
Where is it? You see it under there?
Under the table.
Oh. Didn't want to get in the action here. 23-19, four-point lead.
Yeah, I think that referee
Frederick.
Was waiting for you to pass the ball back in. See how
I was going to kick it. It was under there, but I couldn't see where it was. All right, with it is Rowan. As they work the ball in the corner to Probian. Probian almost has the ball stolen. She gets it to a wide-open Wynell, who nails a shot from the top of the key. 23-21 is Wynell. I believe that's a two-point shot they're going to give her, I think. So it's 23-21.
So now Frederick has something else to worry about. Not only Mitchell, but you have Wynell.
Wynell's a good shooter, averaging 10.9 points a game. Linthicum in the corner now. Shot by Daniels. Oh, in and out. The three-pointer in and out. And the rebound taken by Rowan. She passes ahead, and Daniels steals the ball and gets tripped. And she'll get, I know she won't get any shots, I don't think, but she gets tripped just before the midcourt line. So it'll be taken out on the side, and five team fouls now on the Lancers. So both teams have five team fouls with 4 minutes to go in this furious game. Rachel Easterday calls timeout with 4 minutes left in the half here. It's 23-21 Frederick. What a battle.
I don't think it matters what team you are, what game plan you draw up, how much you study film or whatever they study in high school sports before these games. If you don't know where number five is for Frederick, which is Kirsten Linthicum, and if you don't know where number 23 is at all times on the court, Michaela Daniels, I think you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, these are two outstanding basketball players, not only in Frederick County, but in the state of Maryland.
Again, I mentioned that because that last play we just saw, Michaela Daniels, no matter where you look, she's coming up with steals. She's coming up with layups, three-pointers. I mean...
And she will put the ball in play now after that foul to Linthicum. Kirsten Linthicum slowing things down a little bit. Still the zone defense by Linganore. Bounce pass goes over to Michaela Daniels on the right side. She's going deep in the corner. Now she'll go out in the paint. Michaela Daniels trying to get the shot off, and she's going to be fouled. That's going to be three on Grace Brooks. Three fouls on Grace Brooks. Let's see. Is that going to be on Brooks? Maybe not. No, I think it will be on Wynell. Yes, it's on Wynell. I'm sorry about that. Wynell will get called for the foul. And it's still not a shooting foul. I thought that was a shooting foul, but it's just going to be taken in by Linthicum. She fires the ball in to Montgomery. And Montgomery gets the ball back out to Michaela Daniels. Daniels firing it over to Bubakar. Bubakar almost steps out of bounds, drives the baseline and puts it in. Bubakar with a pretty move by Rose Bubakar. And it is 25-21. She is an outstanding freshman for Frederick.
Mitchell was right next to Bubakar on that shot, but she had another opportunity to block that shot, but she couldn't because she was trying to block someone else on that play.
Mitchell, triple team, puts it up, won't go. Bounced around the rim and bounces out. 25-21, Frederick, and they have the ball. Up it comes now to Rihanna Hall. Hall's shot is around the rim and out. Rebound by Linthicum. She got in between two Leonor players to get that rebound. With it now again. Outside is Bubakar. Bubakar's shot, that's no good. But the rebound is again taken by Montgomery. She puts up a three-pointer. That won't go. Frederick totally controlling the offensive boards. With it is Rihanna Hall. She gives it to Michaela Daniels.
Yeah, the time of possession right now is absolutely dominating. Frederick taking over in this one.
Linthicum, finally the rebound taken by Grace Brooks. And Linganore finally has it. Rowan with it. 2:30 to go in the half. Pass to a wide-open Brooks. She didn't take the shot. Gives it to Rowan. Rowan to Jessica Mitchell. The 10-foot teardrop by Mitchell won't go, and the rebound taken by Linthicum. She was right in the lane. Open shot and couldn't get it to drop. 2:15 to go in the half. 25-21 Frederick.
Mitchell pouring her heart out in this one for Linganore, but she can't do it all, Pete. She needs some other Lancers to step up.
And Frederick now throwing that ball. You get it? Ball coming over here. We feel like we should be getting paid here.
Yeah.
The ball keeps rolling over to us. But right now, it is Barthlow putting that ball in play to Rowan. 25-21. Frederick with a four-point lead. 1:58 to go in the half now. Grace Brooks deep in the corner. Top of the key it goes to Rowan. Rowan down the lane. Gets it in the corner. Ball to Mitchell. Mitchell in the paint. Mitchell going down the lane. Puts it up off the glass. No good. She got fouled on the way in. She'll get two more shots. Jessica Mitchell has made a living at the foul line tonight. And they're going to get Montgomery, I think, for number two on her. And that's number six on Frederick. So they're both teams are one away from the 1-1 with 1:47 left. Jessica Mitchell, she's been lights out of the line so far. And she gets another one. Oh, what a night she is having. We've got her unofficially for 10, 12, 14 points already, Jessica Mitchell.
And just imagine the good feeling that Rachel Easterday is getting, just hanging around. You know, they're hanging around. They're not getting blown away. And you have to imagine what the message is at halftime. As we approach with about 1 minute left.
All right, the second free throw is no good. Maggie Daler bringing it up for Frederick. It just came in off the bench. To Linthicum. Top of the key it goes to Daniels. Over to Daler. Maggie Daler, the 5'3" senior. There's Linthicum with a three. It's no good again. And the rebound by Bubakar. She can't hang on to it. And the ball tipped away and Fiona Rowan has it. 25-22. Frederick with a three-point lead. Underneath, along the lane, oh. Jessica Mitchell with a move along the lane, just using her body, and she scores again. 25-24, the lead down to one.
The size of Jessica Mitchell, it's almost impossible to stop her right now under the basket.
She is playing like a player possessed right now, just everything going in for Jessica Mitchell. 25-24, shot in the lane. Michaela Daniels somehow gets the shot up. The 10-footer, it drops for Michaela Daniels.
Spinning and grooming. It almost looks like she has like a couple dance moves out there, Pete.
That's a good description. 27-24, three-point lead. Here comes Rowan. Rowan to Mitchell again in the low post. Puts it up and in again.
Oh,
they can't stop her.
Wow.
Jessica Mitchell going nuts. She's got 18 points.
And I wouldn't call it luck. I would call it skill.
27-26. Wow. What a show by Jessica Mitchell. 28 seconds now left in the half. 27-26. Wow. Daler puts up an air ball. And the ball goes back to Linganore with 20.3 seconds. They can take the lead.
Yeah, so Daler trying to get involved in this three-point showdown. The first time that I've heard that name tonight. But talk about Jessica Mitchell. Oh, Pete, she's absolutely putting Linganore on her back.
And those have all been tough baskets for Mitchell along the baseline in traffic. She said people in her face. Somehow she's still getting the job done. Ball almost knocked out of the hands over there of Probian. Probian finally gets it to Rowan. Rowan to Jessica Mitchell. There she is. She passes off this time to Wynell, who drives in. Oh, the ball bounces off the rim and won't go. And the buzzer sounds. Heartbreak there for Wynell at the end.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this in my life.
It's a great game. It's a great high school basketball game between these two teams. And the crowd giving them a standing ovation, actually, as they come off over on the Linganore side. Just a great effort by both teams. Our score here at halftime in this great girls high school basketball game is Frederick 27 and Linganore 26. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Philip Becerra here with Pete McLeod live back at Linganore High School as we read the big red letters on the far right of us. Welcome to Linganore High School, home of the Lancers. A very entertainable first and second quarter here as Frederick leading just by 1 point, 27-26. And yes, you heard that right, leading only by one. Coach Ashley Bush's company coming in here at Linganore, 18 points for Mitchell. What a performance
Jessica
that she has
Mitchell,
put on so
yeah.
far. 12 points for Daniels and 5 points for Linthicum. Credit Pete McLeod for the stats there. Pete, when you look at the time of possession, as far as when you look at the box score, I'm sure anyone would guess Frederick would be way up in this matchup. But guess what? They're not. They're only leading by 1 point. And that's, again, because of the performance that Linganore has had from Mitchell.
Mitchell has been, she's just been lights out. Not far shots. They've been in close. They've been in close shots, little teardrops, little 10-footers, or driving to the basket.
Yep, that's
and then free throws. At the free throw, let's look at what she's done at the free throw line. She's been phenomenal at the free throw line. She's 4, 5, 7. She's 7 for 8 at the free throw line. So there you go. That's half of her points, almost half her points. Coming from the free throw line, and that's where she's been deadly. And then, of course, she's been fouled on drives to the basket and racking up fouls against this Frederick team. So it'll be interesting to watch the foul situation in this second half, how that plays out.
And I'm sure it's hard for Coach Ashley Bush at halftime when she's talking to her team in that locker room, not to mention Mitchell in her halftime speech, because she's trying to find a way to stop her. So far, they can't do it.
And the only caution for Linganore, nobody else really doing too much other than Olivia Wynell.
Yeah.
She does have 5 points, but nobody seems confident in taking shots there for Linganore. I've noticed that Fiona Rowan has passed up a whole bunch of shots. She does have 1 3-pointer, Kaylin Barthlow, and they've been getting open looks right around the area where the three-point line is right there. They've been getting wide open looks, and they've been, instead of taking shots, they've been passing into Mitchell almost. Of course, Mitchell's getting 18 points, so it hasn't been a bad choice.
Right.
But still, somebody is going to have to take the burden off her at some point here. Somebody's going to have to start hitting from the outside for Linganore. Whereas Frederick, they're more well-distributed. They've been going to a lot of different people. And Michaela Daniels, as you might expect, with 12 points to lead the pack there.
Yeah, you never want to lose. But I tell you what, that last matchup that they had in Frederick at Frederick High School, as we mentioned, Frederick came away with a 59-19 win. Sometimes it's good. You take good things out of that, because you have to imagine Coach Rachel Easterday for Linganore drew up a different game plan, and so far it's working.
Yeah, it is. We're going to take another break here. We'll say once again, now just quickly go over the scoring here. Fiona Rowan has 3, 2 points for Kaylin Barthlow, 5 points for Olivia Wynell, 18 points for Jessica Mitchell. For Frederick, it is Michaela Daniels with 12 points, 4 points for the freshman Rose Bubakar, 2 points for Rihanna Hall.
Frederick and Hagerstown, Maryland.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Phil Becerra, we're here at Linganore High School. We're about to start the second half with Frederick holding a one-point lead over Linganore, 27-26. The two top 3A girls basketball teams in Frederick County meeting head-on tonight. And I say head-on, it's head-on, right?
Head-on, can it get any better? We'll see.
It'd be hard to.
Oh.
Michaela Daniels with the ball, slowing things down a little bit as she takes the ball over to Rihanna Hall. Rihanna Hall, top of the key against the zone defense, driving to the basket as the ball partially blocked by Jessica Mitchell. And Probian coming back the other way, puts up a running right hand. That's Barthlow, rather. And Barthlow misses the shot. They scramble underneath. And it's going to, let's see what they rule here. It's going to be a jump ball and the possession arrow in favor of Linganore. So the Lady Lancers will have it. Putting that ball in play will be Barthlow. Barthlow gets the ball quickly in. Oh, it's out of the hands of Wynell, picked up by Rihanna Hall. And Hall brings it up for Frederick. On the right side, 7:31 to go. Long three-pointer up and around the rim and out. And the rebound taken by Bubakar. Puts it up, no good, but she got fouled. Bubakar gets two at the line. The freshman Bubakar will go to the line here for two shots. She had 4 points in the first half. Nothing seems to bother her. For a freshman, she has amazing poise.
Bubakar, nice little surprise for Coach Ashley Bush, huh?
You don't expect a freshman to play this well. No. She misses that free throw, though. She will get another. And that's going to be the second one on Grace Brooks. So Brooks has two. And I believe Wynell has two also for Linganore. Free throw is up, and it is good. She gets that second one. It's 28-26 in favor of Frederick. Up with the ball for Linganore is Fiona Rowan. And Rowan telling Brooks to come outside a little bit. She drives to the basket and got a foul, gets fouled on the way in. I don't know whether that was going to go offensive or not, but they say it's on Rihanna Hall, I think. I think it's on Hall. We'll wait till they put the numbers up on the board. That's the first team foul. Oh, they're going to get Daniels for that. They've got Daniels. Why didn't you see Daniels? She must have got a hand in there that I didn't see.
Yeah, number 23.
Because I didn't see her even
anywhere
near
that. Unless the scoreboard is making a mistake. It's
no, I don't think so. That second free throw is good. 28-27 now. And bringing that ball up is Hall. Gets it over to Linthicum in the corner. Linthicum comes back out. 28-27, 1 point lead for Frederick. Michaela Daniels with it. Daniels will walk the ball over to the right side. She's on the right side of the arc. Comes inside the arc. Now she's back outside. Bounce pass. Top of the key. Jump shot. Won't go by Rininger. And the rebound taken by Daniels. She somehow gets the rebound off the Rininger miss. 28-27, 6:50. Linthicum in traffic. Puts up the jumper. Won't go. Rebound fought for. Rininger gets it, but gets it to Jessica Mitchell. And Mitchell gets it to Rowan. Rowan passing up now quickly to Probian. Probian has the ball. Is cut off by Daniels. Into Mitchell. Mitchell, turnaround jumper. In the lane is good by Mitchell. It's 20 points for her.
Leaving off where she did in the first half. Mitchell.
29-28, a one-point lead for Linganore. First time they've been ahead since early in the game. Driving to the basket is Hall. Puts up a wild out-of-control shot. Rebound also no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be, I think, Linganore ball. With a one-point lead, 29-28, 6:16 to go third quarter.
Linganore playing nice spread defense in the paint. They're not letting any cadets slip by for any layups. It's nice defense. Give credit to Easter Day and company.
Very physical game. Yeah. Very physical out there. And Rowan is apparently hit on the arm and fouled. And they're going to get Rininger, Savannah Rininger, for that one.
Linganore not paying attention to just Daniels, but they're paying attention to every cadet out there, and that's what you need to do when you play defense.
All right, long pass going to Rowan, but it's maybe too long, but Rowan chases it down. Fiona Rowan with the hustle keeps it from going out of bounds. She throws in the corner. Outside it goes to Rowan. Oh, she misses the shot of the rebound taken by Rininger.
Rowan was wide open, too. Wow.
Rininger got the big rebound. What a big rebound by Rininger. She's always around. There's a running right-hander by Michaela Daniels. It's good. And now it's 30-29 in favor of Frederick as they go back and forth in this incredible battle here. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Jessica Mitchell loses the ball. Bubakar picks it up. Now Rowan gets it back, and I think Rowan is fouled. And that's going to be three team fouls on Frederick. And that's number three on Rininger. And they can ill afford to lose her because she's playing very well out there. Savannah Rininger, she has three personals. She'll come out of the game. And coming in to replace her will be Montgomery, who's also a good player, Jalen Montgomery.
I don't know if you would say Coach Bush is more poised, but I tell you what, the energy that Easter Day is having right now, I'm sure every player... Oh,
and there's a scramble in the backcourt. Let's see who got the foul was called on. There's a push, and it's going to go against Linganore. No, it's going to go... Well, now they say it won't even be a shooting foul. They'll take it out of the side. It'll be on Frederick. It'll be Linganore ball, and the ball in play will be Barflow. And now a timeout is called. I tell you, Coach Rick Connor is into this. He's over there helping Rachel
Easterday.
Well,
I tell you what, that's what I was mentioning. The energy from Rachel Easterday, I'm telling you, it's making this whole gymnasium, I mean, it's sparking everyone, the fans, the crowd, the other players. And I'm sure that's what the Linganore Lancers are feeding off of right now. That energy from that head coach, if you would see her right now standing there on the sideline.
Yeah, she's doing a great
job.
She's
furious.
trying to urge your team on. They've lost to Frederick so many times in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They would like to turn it around tonight, this home game. 30-29, though, Frederick with that one-point lead. Daniels, as you would expect, coming up big in a big game, as she did in the state championship game last year. She's got 14 points.
And no better place to do it, huh, in front of your home crowd. And it hasn't been done for a couple years, rather. And what a night, an unforgettable night, if Linganore was to pull this off against Coach Bush and the Cadets.
And they now get up there, three fouls on Daniels. She apparently picked up that last foul that we thought was on someone else there. So she's got three personal. She's got to really be careful, Michaela Daniels. And is she out there? Or are they keeping her on? I think they're keeping her on the bench.
They are.
Oh, this is a huge, huge development here. Three fouls, and Linganore throws the ball away. It'll be Frederick ball, a careless pass by Linganore, one of their few mistakes tonight. And Frederick gets it with a one-point lead and 5:31 to go third quarter.
What a bright opportunity for Linganore, huh, with Daniels on that bench.
Yeah, but that's not the way to take advantage of it.
No.
Throwing the ball away like that, and with it now is Linthicum. Linthicum at the top of the key, 30-29, Frederick with a one-point lead. Linthicum over in the corner now to Daler, who just came in the game, Maggie Daler. For Frederick. Underneath Bubakar, she draws the foul, and that's going to be on Barthlow. And it'll be a shooting foul. Two shots at the line here for Bubakar. And she's not bad at the line. She's 1-for-2 tonight. She's got 5 points total. The freshman, Rose Bubakar, now with two shots. Shot is up, and it is around the rim and out.
Both teams right now having trouble staying away from those foul those foul plays, if you will, in the paint. It's very hard for both Linganore and Frederick to stay away from the foul trouble right now when they try to block them shots.
Shot by Bubakar. That's good. She gets her second one, so she's 1-for-2 there again. 31-29, two-point lead for Frederick. Helping to break the press, Jessica Mitchell. Gets it up to Brooks. Brooks all alone underneath. Puts it up and in. Grace Brooks.
And you said it at halftime, Pete. You said, Grace Brooks, watch out. And she's starting to get involved now.
Grace Brooks gets open, 31-31. She snuck away from the defense and was wide open underneath. Top of the key now, it goes to Montgomery. Deep in the corner now as they're playing without Michaela Daniels, who has three personals. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Driving to the basket, putting it up, no good is Rihanna Hall. And the rebound fought for and going to be taken away by Linganore's Probian.
Probian,
full court pressure now by Frederick, and it's bothering Linganore. There's a screen set by Brooks to get Rowan loose, and there's going to be a foul called on Daler. Maggie Daler hitting Rowan on the arm, and it will not be a shooting foul. It's five team fouls on Frederick.
Maggie Daler.
There's a pass to Mitchell, and Mitchell is fouled by Bubakar.
5'3", Maggie Daler, the senior for Frederick, trying to cap off her high school career with another state title, as we saw her last March in the state championship game at the Towson SECU Arena.
That's 16 fouls. Now Bubakar only has one. That was her first. Probian will have to hurry now. She'll have to hurry. 5 seconds, and the ball goes over to Frederick. A five-second violation on Linganore, and the ball over to Frederick now, and they'll hand the ball over to Montgomery as she will put it in play to Linthicum. 4:32 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 31.
The last thing Easterday wanted to see.
Yeah, that
what
was
a terrible
Linthicum.
Mistake from Linganore.
Rihanna Hall at the top of the key. They work it around the outside against the zone. The zone defense. Bounce pass goes to Rihanna Hall. She's going to be tied up. Jump ball. Tied up jump ball, and I believe it's going to be Frederick ball. Let's see. No. Yes. No, it's going to be Linganore. Linganore ball going the other way. So the next one will go to Frederick. 4:16 to go. Third quarter. We're tied at 31. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Linthicum. Good defense by Linthicum. And coming back in the game now is Barthlow.
Kaylin Barthlow.
And coming out is Probian.
Number 35, senior, Linganore, Kaylin Barthlow.
And they throw the ball to Mitchell. She's ahead of the crowd, but she slows up. Now she drives to the basket, and the ball is blocked. And a great play by Bubakar. Bubakar with a sensational block on Mitchell.
And did you tell me she's a freshman, Pete?
Freshman. Getting way up there and blocking one of the best players in Frederick County, Jessica Mitchell there.
Oh,
not a foul. She did not commit the foul. It was a clean block.
And all Mitchell can do is walk away with a smile on her face. Very respectable player.
Barthlow. And there's all kinds of physical action in the inbounds play. Let's see what this foul is going to be on. It's going to be on Frederick. And that's 17 fouls. It'll be a 1-1. A 1-1 situation here for the Lancers. And going to the line will be Olivia Wynell. She's a good shooter.
Rose Boubacar making a name for herself.
Did you see that block? Wow, my word. That was against Jessica Mitchell, too.
Very early for herself, and only a freshman in high school.
Olivia Wynell misses the free throw. Jessica Mitchell gets the rebound. Gets it back over to Wynell. Rowan into Mitchell. Her shot is blocked by two Frederick players, and there's going to be a push called on Mitchell. They're going to get Mitchell for that. Let's see how many that is on Mitchell. That might be her first.
Yeah, and Easterday and Mitchell, they're holding their arms up. They're saying, can't believe it. What happened?
That's her first.
Definitely.
Her second. I'm sorry.
Not agree with that call by that referee.
Two fouls on Mitchell. 31-31. Frederick with the ball. Rihanna Hall outside holding it. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key it goes now to Washington. Deep in the corner, Linthicum with a three. She nails it. Kirsten Linthicum does it again. 8 points for her on the night and 34-31. What a big three-pointer by Linthicum. There's a push in the backcourt. Who are they going to get? They're going to get Hall, Rihanna Hall. And Frederick getting into serious foul trouble now with 18 fouls and 3:39. They're going to be in the double bonus soon with 3:39 to go in the third quarter.
I don't know if you remember last year when we saw Kirsten Linthicum in that state title game. When she had the hot hand, you couldn't stop her when she was wide open for them three-point shots, Pete. And first we're starting to see a little sample of that here tonight in Linganore.
Rowan with the first one, and her second is also good. Fiona Rowan with two free throws to make it 34-33. One-point game, Frederick with the ball. Linthicum with it. Top of the keys. Looking at that zone defense, Linganore stays in the zone. Top of the key, it goes back out to Washington. Washington lobbing the ball in the corner. It goes to Linthicum. She's so deadly with that three-point shot. There's Rihanna Hall with a three. That won't go. Rebound fought for and taken away by Linganore. That's Jessica Mitchell with the big rebound. She's got 10 rebounds tonight also. She's going to have a double-double, a big double-double for Linganore. The pass goes to the top of the key. That's another block by Boubacar. She drives to the basket and doesn't get the basket but gets fouled. Rose Boubacar with two big blocks. The freshman for Frederick. Sensational basketball by Rose Boubacar. She's only a freshman and two huge blocks here in the second half.
And I'm sure if they're listening to you, Pete, back in Frederick City, she's actually lighting the city up right now. I tell you.
She is quite a player.
What a performance from a freshman.
And she'll have two shots at the line here. Foul going in, and she makes the first one. And the score now, Frederick 35, Linganore 33. This intense game.
And that's got to be very exciting for the school program at Frederick High School to see this talented star, Boubacar, stepping up for the cadets.
And that foul was on Brooks. That's her third, but Boubacar misses that free throw. A scramble for the ball. It's going to be Linganore ball. I tell you, she is something else. Two spectacular blocks by Boubacar. Ball comes in play now. Mitchell helps bring it up. She gets it over to Probian. Probian to Rowan. Rowan lobs it into Mitchell. Mitchell going for the basket, puts it up, and she misses the backboard shot off the backboard, hits the rim, falls away, and the rebound by Washington. And timeout called here with 2:46 left, third quarter. It's Frederick 35, Linganore 33, as Mitchell misses one in close. She was making those in the first half.
Coach Bush saying, hey, it's time for a timeout. How am I going to take this home crowd out of this game, Pete? It's no answer so far. Credit Linganore for staying in this one. And every time the cadets try to pull away with that momentum, Coach Easterday and company says, not yet. And I have a feeling they're going to be staying around until late in this game.
Foul situation now. Eight team fouls on Frederick, so they're on the 1-1. Linganore just four, so they're not in the bonus situation at all, so they can afford to give two more fouls without going into that bonus situation. And of course, two more for Frederick, and Linganore will have two shots on every foul if they get to that 10 mark, and they're just two away from that right now. So the foul situation not looking good at the moment for Frederick, but that can change fast, and sometimes your good play will make that meaningless anyway. So you really don't know. But there's three fouls on Brooks and three on Daniels. Daniels for Frederick has three, and Grace Brooks, who's a big factor off the bench for Linganore, has three.
I don't know about you, but if Linganore keeps hanging around like this, Pete, I'm curious to see what happens with about, what, 1 minute in the fourth? Would you still have the fourth quarter, and then you have 2 minutes left in the period. Anything can happen.
Michaela Daniels is back in. She'll be playing with three personal fouls. Brings the ball over to the left side. Left-handed dribble now. Now she goes to the right hand. She goes to the cross. She's in the paint. She's double-teamed. There's Kristen Linthicum with a three-point shot. Won't go. Scramble for the rebound. It's taken down by Washington. She gets it to Hall. Brianna Hall with it. Gets it to Daniels deep in the corner. Here's Michaela Daniels with a three. Oh, it's in and out around the rim and out. Went in the cylinder and popped out again. And with it is Jessica Mitchell, who dribbles with the ball and gets it over to Fiona Rowan. And Rowan will bring it up now against Hall. The suffocating defense of Hall. Fiona Rowan gets the ball somehow, and there's going to be a foul called on Linthicum, who just says, what can I do? I got to guard her. But she doesn't really even argue. So that's going to be number two. Number three. I missed one there. Three on Linthicum. So Linthicum and Daniels both have three. At the line now, it's Probian. Her first trip to the line, and she nails it with a line drive free throw by Kara Probian.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Linthicum doesn't even argue on that call. I've had the honor to watch her play now last year and this season. What a player. She never really, not a lot of trash talk, if you will.
Yep.
But Linthicum, she's all about business. And I tell you, once again, she's a player with the hot hand. Once she gets the hot hand, she can be a dangerous mark from downtown shooting them three-point shots.
We're tied at 35 after those two free throws there by Probian. Rihanna or Daniels drives, and the ball blocked by Mitchell. A great block by Jessica Mitchell. Coming the other way is Rowan. Rowan for Linganore. Mitchell now at the top of the key. Mitchell's going to drive. Mitchell drives to the basket, puts it up around the rim and out. A fight for the rebound. Jump ball. And I believe it's going to be Linganore. No, Frederick. It'll be Frederick ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Cadets. Next one will go to Linganore. 1:39 left in the third quarter. We're tied at 35 on those two free throws by Probian. Bringing it up is Michaela Daniels. Daniels looking over at her coach, Ashley Bush, as she dribbles to the left side. Now she'll come up to the top of the key against the zone defense. They just collapse two people on her the minute she makes a move. Linthicum with the ball now. Hard pass. Rihanna Hall with a three. That's an air ball. And somehow McDaniels keeps the ball in play, but Barthlow picks it up. And there's Probian. Probian gets it to Rowan. Rowan bringing it up. We're tied at 35. 109 left. Mitchell is fouled on the way in. The no basket. Fouled before the shot, but she'll get the one and one. Jessica hit on the wrist as she went to make her move. As I'm sure Frederick has been told, do not let her get an open shot.
I think this Linganore squad is stuck on the performance from Mitchell in the first half. I mean, it's all eyes on Mitchell right now. And it seems like if you have that ball, if you're covered by a Frederick defender, it seems like that they want to always find Mitchell in the paint and let her do the rest of the work. And guess what? I don't blame them. She's a very dangerous weapon for Coach Rachel Easterday.
She just made the first free throw, so Linganore in the lead again, 36-35. Second shot now from Mitchell. Shot is up, and it is around the rim and out. And a rebound taken by Boubacar. So Mitchell one for two. It's 36-35 Lancers. Daniels brings the ball up, playing with three personals. 58.3 seconds to go third quarter. Daniels driving the lane, puts it up, won't go, but she got fouled on the way in, and they may get Mitchell for this one. And Daniels will go to the line. And that's... who are they going to get there? Three? I guess they're going to get Rowan. Is that Rowan? Yeah. Rowan now has two.
Yes, sir, it is. Fiona Rowan.
We're tied at 36 as Daniels makes her first free throw. Daniels now with 15 points on the night.
And, Pete, here comes Natalie Washington reporting back in for the Frederick Cadets.
Washington in. Montgomery is out. At the free throw line is Daniels for one more.
Natalie Washington.
Shot is up, and it is in and out. And the rebound fought for and is going to be taken away by Mitchell. No, that's Probian. I'm sorry. Probian got that rebound, and she gives it to Rowan. Rowan brings it up, being guarded by Rihanna Hall. Rowan, a good point guard. She brings the ball over to the left side, now gets it to Probian. And Probian gets knocked off her feet almost by Hall. And that's going to be a one and one. No, it'll be a two shots. We're in the double bonus. Two shots now for Probian. And she made two in a row just a moment ago. And she gets two more now. So Kara Probian, the senior, is at the line. Shot is up, and it is around the rim and out. So the score remains 36-36.
I tell you what, look at Coach Ashley Bush. She's over there with her hand on her chin, the mastermind, if you will. She's wondering what kind of trick does she have up her sleeve then now.
Well, we'll find out very quickly. Probian, the second shot up, and she makes that second one with good concentration. Just a good job there by Probian.
Coach Bush, her mind is absolutely spinning right now, wondering. She's always thinking, what's the next thing I can do? What's the next play going to be?
Three-point shot is from deep in the corner, won't go, and the rebound is taken down by Probian, who's really established herself as a key in this game with her rebounds and her free throw shooting. Bringing that ball up is Twig, Sarah Twig, who just came in the game. Sarah Twig gets it in the high post there to Wynell.
Sarah
Wynell
Twig
driving to the basket, and it's up, no good, and Wynell saves it but knocks it into Daniels. Michaela Daniels with it, going coast to coast, puts it up and in! Oh, Daniels on the steal at the buzzer.
At the buzzer.
And gives him at the end of three quarters, it gives Frederick a one-point lead, 38-37. Daniels with a coast-to-coast drive in traffic, put it up and in, 38-37. In favor of Frederick over Linganore after three quarters of play. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Phil Vassara live at Linganore. Bob Dacey is our producer tonight at WFMD Studios. We're happy to be bringing this one to you, girls high school basketball at its best. 3A, the two giants of 3A in Frederick County meeting here tonight, Linganore and Frederick. And right now, Frederick has a one-point lead, 38-37.
I'll tell you what, did you draw this game up, Pete, on the way?
In my mind, baby.
In your mind.
In my dreams.
Can't make this stuff up, I'll tell you what.
Natalie Washington stay in the game out there for Frederick. It'll be Linganore ball to start the fourth quarter, and somehow Daniels nearly gets herself into the stands, knocking that ball back out of bounds. And Probian's going to have to, or rather Barthelow's going to have to do a better job of getting that ball in. She lobs it into Mitchell, but too far. Washington steals it. And it goes to Daniels. A mistake right off the get-go here by Linganore.
Yeah, Mitchell saying, why didn't you wait for me?
38-37, Frederick, and they have the ball.
Said I wasn't even open yet. Give me a chance to get open.
Rihanna Hall, bounce pass in the traffic to Bubakar. Underneath to Washington, around the rim and out. Rebound fought for. Washington gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Oh, what a play.
Nice job by Natalie Washington, the junior for the Frederick Cadets. Number 10, 5'11".
What a play. Fiona Rowan drives the basket too hard off the glass. Rebound, Linthicum, 40-37 lead. Frederick has the ball up to Bubakar, who lays it in. And a big one by Bubakar.
Here
and
we go.
42-37, five-point lead all of a sudden.
Now is Linganore going to answer Coach Rachel Easterday and company. Frederick starting to pull away. Starting to do some of the best stuff they always do. There
and they
go.
Threw the ball away again. And here comes Daniels. Daniels on the fast break. Puts it up around the rim. No good. Rebound up. No good by Hall. Another rebound and a foul underneath. And it's going to be against Linganore.
Frederick doing
well. Let's see. Hold it here. Oh. No, it's going to go against Frederick.
Oh.
Wow. And Ashley Bush is jumping up and down. Look at her.
Look
Ashley
at this.
Bush is jumping
Look
up and
this.
Down in protest about that one.
You rarely ever see this from Ashley Bush getting into the referee's face, Pete.
Yeah, well, that's going to be two shots. They're in the double bonus, so Probian, who's been 3-for-4 at the line, will have two free throws here with their team down by five.
Wow.
42-37, 6:51 left.
What a shocker. Michaela Daniels talking to herself. They're livid with each other.
And Probian makes the first free throw. She's 4-for-5 at the line. Probian doing an outstanding job.
And Coach Bush's assistant trying to calm her down a little bit so she doesn't get actually thrown out of the game. I tell you what, I haven't seen this in all the years that I've been working with you, Pete. I've never seen Ashley Bush this upset with herself.
She's trying to reason with the official now. She's not yelling, just talking to him. But
a shocker. It's a very big call. If Lingenor pulls away and wins this game, that call could do it.
Well, right now they're still down by four. It's 42-38 Frederick.
They will be talking about that call for a long time if Frederick loses this game.
Probian's second free throw is up and good. All net by Probian. Oh, I tell you, what a job she has done at the foul line here in this second half. 42-39. Kara Probian with 5 out of 6 in the pressure situations. Can't ask for more than that. Rihanna Hall now on the right side for Frederick. Bounce pass in the paint to Washington. The turnaround jumper is no good. And the rebound is taken by Bubakar. And they're going to call Bubakar for a foul. Or are they going to say she stepped on the line? Let's see. It's going to be Lingenor ball. I don't know if they're going to get here for that third foul or not. I think they are. So that's four. That's three fouls on Bubakar. So she's in kind of trouble, too. Both she and Daniels have... And Linthicum now have 3. And McDaniels is fouled by Probian. It's 42-39. 3-point lead for Frederick. 6:29 left in the game coming in from the bench is Montgomery. Jalen Montgomery. Frederick retains possession here, and they get the ball to Hall at the top of the key. Rihanna Hall with it. Hall is going to be almost tied up by Probian. Gets the ball away. Gets it to Michaela Daniels for a three. It doesn't go. And the rebound by Mitchell. And a foul is going to go against Frederick. They're going to call another foul on Frederick, I think. Let's see. And Mitchell gets 2 shots. Mitchell gets 2 shots at the line in the rebounding
and
action.
This time, Ashley Bush does not argue that call. But I tell you, going back to the last call, the foul call on Frederick, the call that I had mentioned that we will be talking about for a long time if Lingenor pulls away and wins this, I couldn't see. The play had happened at the other side of the gymnasium, the opposite side of where we are stationed. But I tell you, it looked like to me that the call was on Lingenor, but I don't know what happened there. The referee...
Mitchell makes the free throw here. Mitchell now with 26 points in this game unofficially.
The referee, all I can guess is that they saw something that he didn't like. Maybe an offensive foul, a push, rather, from one of the cadets that made him blow the whistle.
Mitchell, her second free throw, and it's now 42-41. A 1-point lead for Frederick, and they have the ball with 6:12 left in the game. Linthicum brings that ball up on the left-handed dribble. She goes over to the left side, bounce pass, top of the key. It goes to Michaela Daniels. Daniels with it now. Daniels loses the ball. Daniels picks it up. She lost the dribble, but picked it up, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Mitchell. 42-41. It'll still be Frederick ball in 14 seconds of the shot clock. And putting it in play now will be Rihanna Hall. No, Hall won't. It'll be Daniels instead. She gets it into Linthicum. Back to Daniels. Daniels tried to take a three-pointer, decided not to. Now they go to Rihanna Hall over the left side. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Comes out to Daniels, the three-pointer. That won't go. Rebound fought for. Washington headed, and she commits a foul. And there'll be 2 more shots at the line for Lingenor. Let's see what they're going to call here. We'll hold up on this. They may just have said she stepped on the line. It was not a foul. A Frederick player stepped on the line. The ball comes into Mitchell. 42-41. Mitchell brings it up. Mitchell driving to the basket. And there's going to be a blocking foul called on Washington. Washington got knocked down, but they're going to call a blocking foul on her. It looked like a great defensive play by Natalie Washington, but she gets the foul. And at the line will be Mitchell. She forced that play, and it worked. And she'll get 2 more shots. Mitchell at the line. She sunk the last 2.
It's no secret.
Oh, she makes another one. And now we're tied at 42.
No secret, and I think it's safe to admit, I don't know about you, but I agree that these Lingenor fans want some revenge, huh?
Free throw. Mitchell can put her team ahead. We're tied at 42. The second shot by Mitchell is up, and it's good again. 28 points unofficially for her. 43-42, 5:40 left in the game. Linthicum with it now.
And something we hardly say, Coach Bush working, and she's down.
Daniels with a running right hitter is good by Daniels. Michaela Daniels keeping her team in the game and giving her team a 1-point lead, 44-43. And a steal. Washington steals it and gets the ball back over to Hall, now to Daniels.
Yeah, give credit to Michaela Daniels, who started that steal for Frederick and gave them the possession back.
We're working down to 5 minutes left in the game. Michaela Daniels drives the basket, puts it up, no good, too hard off the glass. And the rebound goes out now to Barthlow. Barthlow back to Rowan. Rowan will bring it up against the defense of Brianna Hall. 1 point lead for Frederick, 4:52 left in the game. Ball comes back over to Probian. Probian into Mitchell, and a steal by Bubakar. Bubakar got in the passing lane, knocked the ball down, and took it away. Gets it to Daniels. And Frederick has the ball back with a 1 point lead. Bubakar, shot is up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Probian comes out of there with it. Probian has become a force here in the second half with her free throw shooting and her rebounding. And she gets the ball over to Rowan now. Rowan guarded by Rihanna Hall. And they get the ball in, or try to get it in, to Weinel. And the ball stolen by Bubakar. Two big steals by Bubakar to Linthicum. Linthicum is hit with the body by Probian. And at the line for a 1-1 will be Linthicum.
I don't know if we even saw this type of defense last year in the state title game that Frederick is producing this season. I mean, it's swarming defense. You just almost have to be here to believe the defense is showing up, and especially now at this point when it really counts. With only 4 minutes remaining in the fourth period.
An intense game. We saw the JVs, 43-41. That was won by Frederick. That was an intense physical game. And this one, the same thing.
Yeah.
44-43 right now. 1 point lead for Frederick. These two teams have been trading the lead for the last, what seems like the last 15 minutes anyway, and through most of this second half. It's 44-43. Frederick at one time had a five-point lead here in the second half, but Linganore fought back, tied it up. Right now, Frederick up by one, 44-43. And let's look at the high scorers here. I'm going to go over the math here. 20, that's 20, 22, 24, 26, 28. I've got 29 points unofficially for Jessica Mitchell tonight. 29 points. Probably one of her biggest nights ever. And Michaela Daniels not too far behind with 19 points unofficially so far in this game. And Daniels has really come through with some big plays here in the second half. And what about the freshman, Rose Bubakar? Two steals and two blocks here in the second half in clutch situations from the freshman.
Yeah, we'll see if Linganore can try to figure out that defense that's across from in Frederick. See if they can figure that out. Every time they receive the ball, Pete, it's almost like that they make the mistake and turn the ball back over and give it to Frederick. So
at the line, Linthicum. Shot is up, and it's good. She makes the front end of the 1-1, and it's now 45-43 as Kirsten Linthicum with 9 points on the night. And she'll get another here. Shot is up, and it is good again by Linthicum. And it is 46-43, a three-point lead for Frederick. 4:11 to go in the game. Rowan against Hall. Rowan over to the left side. She throws the ball into Weinel. Weinel can't handle the pass, and Daniels steals it. There'll be a jump ball. The referees signal jump ball, and it should be in the hand. Shaken up on the play is Weinel, who tried so hard for that ball, couldn't control it, but the possession arrow in favor of Linganore, so Weinel wins it anyway, and it goes to Probian. Probian will throw the ball in. She gets it into Rowan, but knocked out by Washington. And it was off the hand of Rowan.
Wow.
And they say, Frederick Ball, what a play by Washington. Natalie Washington with a great defensive play for Frederick. And now it's 46-43, and Frederick has the ball on a three-point lead. That was a huge play by Washington. 3:56 to go in the game. Michaela Daniels brings the ball over to the left side against that zone defense of Linganore. Daniels trying to work against the zone. Nice defense there by Weinel. She gets the ball into Bubakar. Now it's outside to Hall for a three. That won't go, and the rebound is taken down by Grace Brooks. And Brooks gets the ball to Rowan. Rowan firing the ball up to Weinel. Knocked out of bounds by Linthicum. Fierce defense there by Kirsten Linthicum against a much bigger person. She's playing a much bigger person there in Olivia Weinel, and she's doing a heck of a job. Putting the ball in play now will be Barthlow. 46-43, Linganore down by three, but they have the ball under their own basket. Barthlow better hurry. She fires it into Rowan. Rowan almost lost the dribble, controls it. Rowan with a three. It's an air ball, and the ball is taken out of the air by Washington. Natalie Washington to Linthicum. Linthicum bringing the ball up on the gallop now. Linthicum puts up a three. It is no good, and the rebound is fought for. And somehow Frederick gets it, and he gets it to Michaela Daniels. That was Rihanna Hall that got that big rebound with 3:13 left in the game. Now back to Rihanna Hall deep in the corner. 20 seconds on the shot clock to Linthicum. Linthicum in the paint, comes back out. Linthicum now driving to the baseline. Linthicum puts in a running right-hander. It won't go. And the rebound fought for it. Washington comes up with it again to Michaela Daniels. Daniels puts up a running right-hander. That's good by Daniels, and she got fouled. 46-43, and going to the line will be Daniels.
Beautiful shot, and who else but Michaela Daniels? A couple of other cadets tried to put the shot up, the right-hander, the beautiful teardrop, if you will, but they couldn't do it. So guess what? We give the ball to our best player and let her do the roar.
It's offensive control, those offensive boards by Frederick Alls. And that Washington gets the offensive rebound on the free throw. The missed free throw from Daniels. Again, the control of the offensive boards, huge tonight for Frederick. Daniels with it. Daniels going right down the lane. She puts it up. No good, but got fouled. She'll get two at the line. 48-43, five-point lead, Frederick, and two more coming for Daniels.
Pete, we haven't seen Daniels really hurt this Ligonier team all game, but now you're starting to see
the
damage that can be done when Daniels is on the court.
In the clutch. She did it in the state championship game last year against Athelton. She's doing it tonight. 48-43, five-point lead for Frederick. 2:39 left in the game. It still is a long way to go. But I'll tell you, Frederick has the upper hand right now. Grace Brooks comes into the game. They've been able to pretty much shut Mitchell down in this second half compared to what she was doing in that first half. She's made some free throws. Shot is up, spins around, and goes in by Daniels. 49-43. She'll get another.
I guess she's taking some of your advice, Pete, huh? Save the best for last.
That's what she's done. And there's another free throw by Daniels. It's 50-43. What a game. Bringing the ball up is Rowan. Rowan with Rihanna. Biggest lead of the second half for Frederick. Rowan has the ball. And timeout call by Rachel Easterday with her team down by 7 and 2.5 minutes left in the game. And I'll tell you, the control of the offensive boards by Frederick, which has been going on all game long, it's really telling the tale here in the second half and is a big part of their lead here of 7 points.
Yeah, you had to imagine sooner or later it was going to show, and you're right.
They get 3 and 4 shots. Linganore is lucky to get one, yeah. And they have 3 and 4 shots. That's gutta, as you say. It's gutta. Got to start telling before the game is over.
Eventually, the mistakes have to catch up to you one way or another, and the turnovers are another big stat that shows up, that it will show up tomorrow morning on the box. As Linganore, every time they, seems like, especially after halftime, the Cadets' defense is just getting better and better, Pete.
They are close to championship form, I would say, coming in to Rowan now. Rowan to Barthlow. Barthlow to Mitchell. Mitchell drives the basket, puts it up, no good. Hit the inside of the iron and bounces away, and Michaela Daniels has the rebound on the gallop. Michaela Daniels up there quickly, slows things down, gets it to Linthicum, back to Daniels, nearly threw it away. Daniels along the baseline, a running right-hander, won't go. Rebound up there, and Mitchell somehow gets the rebound, tears it away from Bubakar, and gives it to Frederick, or to Linganore. And there's Barthlow with a three. That won't go. Rebound taken by Grace Brooks. Let's see what the call is. It's going to go against Frederick. A great rebound by Grace Brooks. 50-43, though, a 7-point lead for Frederick with 1:56 left in the game. And at the line for two will be Rose Brooks. Or Grace Brooks, I should say. Grace Brooks. Shot is up, and it is good by Grace Brooks. She has 3 points tonight. Gets another one now, 50-44. She can cut the lead to 5 with 1:56 left in the game. Coming back into the game is Wynell. They want that shooter in there. Now Bubakar will come out for Frederick. Is that going to be Washington coming back in? I'm blocked and can't see who that player is who's going to come in to replace.
She's kneeling down on one knee, Pete. As soon as I see the number, yeah, I'll let you know.
Well, Bubakar stays in,
number 32.
Okay,
number
that's Montgomery.
32, Jalen Montgomery, the junior for Frederick.
And Bubakar stays in. Bubakar just too valuable to sit down, even though she's got 3 personal fouls. At the line here is Brooks for her second shot. Shot by Brooks is no good, and the rebound is taken down by Mitchell. And Mitchell puts it up and in.
Oh,
a great play by Jessica Mitchell.
What a change of events.
50 to 46, the lead down to four. Daniels will walk it up with 1:43 left in the game. 20 seconds on the shot clock. We'll watch the shot clock now with this zone defense by Linganore.
Mitchell is not done yet. Very aggressive. And it's paying off.
Mitchell just ripping the ball away from the Frederick player and laying it in. Daniels in traffic puts up a wild shot. Won't go. Rebound is taken by Rihanna Hall. Bounce pass goes over to Hall. Hall outside now. Outside that three-point arc. Rihanna Hall fires it over to Daniels. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 1:15 on the game clock. As we wind down here, down to 1:10 left in the game. 1:09. That clock very important now as Daniels dribbles it out. Against that zone defense, coming out to meet her now is Wynell. Running right-hander along the baseline, doesn't go with the rebound. Taken down by Hall again, getting those offensive rebounds. That's Rihanna Hall again. And now a full 24 seconds, and that offensive rebound is literally killing Linganore. They had two chances there to get the ball back with a four-point lead or four-point deficit and could not do it. And now Frederick goes to the line for two shots. And it'll be Michaela Daniels. 50 to 46. 52.9 seconds left.
Give credit to Linganore coming into this game. Even if they take the loss, what a performance by the Lancers. And they made a statement. You know that? They made a true statement saying, you know what? We're here. We're tired of all this Frederick Cadets talk, this and that. We're here. And we're not going anywhere this season.
Daniels with two, and that gives them a six-point lead. 52-46, Frederick up by six.
This Linganore squad.
50 seconds to go. They need a three-point shot, actually. Fiona rolling with the ball. Fiona holds it. Fiona has the ball almost stolen. She gets the ball back. Almost hit the baseline. Now knocked out of bounds by Michaela Daniels right out of the hands of Barthlow. 41.4 seconds. They're just trying to get it into Mitchell and can't do it, suffocating Frederick defense. It's the Frederick defense and the offensive rebounding that have really turned this game around, I think. Phil.
Yeah.
41.4 seconds left, and, you know, Linganore just has to work to get a shot, even get a shot off with his defense of Frederick.
Well, you know the old saying, defense wins championships.
Yep. Well, and then, of course, the offensive rebounding. You know, Frederick's getting three, four chances at the basket.
Yeah.
And Linganore's lucky to get one.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, really, that they are as close as they are, because it's been just total domination on the offensive boards by Frederick.
You have to take advantage of every opportunity against a team like the Frederick Cadets, and Linganore has done that. You know, again, give them credit, but you can't be perfect against a team like Bush and the Cadets, and you make one little mistake, a turnover here and there, and you almost have to be perfect at the free throw line even to have a chance against these Frederick Cadets right now. In this month of January, as we approach late January, coming up on February.
52-46 now, six-point lead for Frederick with 41.4 seconds. At midcourt, it'll be Linganore ball into Rowan. Rowan gets that ball over to Probian. There's a three-point shot by Probian. She was wide open, and she nailed the three. 52-48. It's down to four. With the ball is Daniels. 29 seconds. They set that play up in the huddle over there. And there's going to be a foul called on Wynell. And it'll be two shots at the line for Michaela Daniels. She had to do something because Daniels just blew right by her. And she fouled her. And because of that, at the line, Daniels with two more free throws here. 52-48. A three-point shot by Probian. Knocked it down to four, but now Daniels can get the lead back up again with 25 seconds left. The shot is up, and it is around the rim and in. Did a little bounce and a dance and went through. And, of course, the shooter's touch from Michaela Daniels. 53-48. Now her second with 25.2 seconds left. Shot is up, and it's good again by Daniels.
I tell you, the magical touch.
Oh, my goodness. She has eight free throws in a row here in the second half, and Linganore throws the ball away. That could do it. 22.1 seconds left, a six-point lead and the ball for Frederick. And Washington will put the ball in play. The ball comes into Linthicum. She steps out of bounds, but let's see if they're going to call a foul by the body by Rowan. Oh, that's a tough call. That is a tough call, but two shots at the line here for Linthicum. That could have gone either way.
Great play, though, by Lethicum.
Yep.
Standing on that baseline, and she knew what was going on.
Yep, and she decided to gamble and just dribble, and she got pushed by Rowland, and that's what they call
it. Again, when it all comes down to it, I'm sure that's Ashley Bush right there. Great coaching.
Oh, Lethicum. Is there a better player in the clutch than Kirsten Lethicum? I don't know. It's 11 points now. She gets another free throw. That's three free throws in a row here in the second half for Lethicum. And she makes the second also. Unbelievable. 56-48. 8-point lead. 20.9 seconds to go. Rowan brings the ball up. It'll take a miracle for Linganore now. To Mitchell. Mitchell driving to the basket and gets... Well, that's going to go against Washington. She picks herself up from the floor. Natalie Washington gets called for the foul. Two shots at the line here for Mitchell with 15 seconds left in the game. 56-48. It would seem to be impossible. We've seen some crazy things happen here in the last seconds of games. Mitchell with two shots here. First one is up and good. And she's got over 30 points. She is over the 30-point mark. We'll get the, of course, when we have time to add all these things up, we'll get it to you in the post-game show exactly how many points she has. But she's over 30. She's just having the game of her life in the big game. The big players play in the big game. She misses that that free throw, however. And the ball comes the other way now with 10 seconds left. And Michaela Daniels will just, well, she's fouled, but the thing is over anyway. 7.4 seconds, 56-49. Frederick has won a huge one here at Linganore on the Linganore home court. But I'll tell you, Linganore left nothing out there. They gave everything they had. And they nearly pulled this one out.
Coach Bush over there on that sideline. Looking back at the Linganore bench and the fan just giving a little bit of a smile, and she knows that she has come away with another hard-fought victory.
2-4.
And boy, can you say hard-fought.
7-8 free throws in a row now from Michaela Daniels. 8 free throws in a row in the clutch. What more can you ask? 58-49. Linganore. Lynell with a three, but that's at the buzzer. 58-51 is the final score. As Wynell nails a three at the buzzer, but it's too little too late. And 58-51 is our final score in favor of the Frederick Cadets. The Frederick girls have done it again. Won another big game, and they go to 11-2 on the year and 6-0 in the Spires division of the CMC. But a great effort by the Lancers. Yeah, just get Bush. We're going to try to get Coach Bush over here. 58-51 is the final score. Just a relentless battle. Finally, Frederick broke out in the last 2 minutes. Just that offensive boards domination and that incredible defense turned the trick and turned the tide. That's 14 points, 16, 18, 20, 21, 23. 2, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. 29 points unofficially for Michaela Daniels. Let's see what Mitchell has here. 18, okay, 20, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 29, 30. An even 30 for Jessica Mitchell. Well, the two big players came up big in the big game. That's what you want to see, and they both did. Jessica Mitchell for Linganore and Michaela Daniels for Frederick. I'll tell you, Michaela Daniels had some help, though. Kirsten Lethicum, what a great second half she had. 4 free throws in a row, and the game was still on the line, and a total of 12 points. But what about the job by Natalie Washington on the boards? Just a tiger, and also Rihanna Hall, the sophomore, on the boards. And what about the job by Rose Bubakar, the freshman, with 2 blocks and 2 steals when the game was still in doubt? As these two teams battled up to about the 3-minute mark left, with usually just 1 or 3 points separating them. Back and forth, back and forth. And finally, the final score, 58-51 in favor of Frederick. All right, we will take a break. Once again, the final score here was Frederick defeating Linganore 58-51. Final score. We'll have our post-game show coming up. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Phil Vissera, and our studio producer Bob Dacey. Give you the scoring, 58-51. The Frederick girls win, and Frederick goes to 11-2 overall on the year, and 6-0 in the Spires division. Linganore now at 9-3 on the year, and 5-2 in the Spires division of the CMC. Scoring tonight, Fiona Rowan, 5 points for Linganore. Kara Probian, 8 points. 2 points for Kaylin Barthlow. 8 points for Olivia Wynell. 30 points for Jessica Mitchell. 3 points for Grace Brooks. On the Frederick side, 29 points for Michaela Daniels. Plus, I just have to add this, 8 free throws in a row in the second half in the clutch. 11 points for Rose Bubakar and 2 blocks and 2 steals in the waning minutes of this game. Just a great performance by the freshman. Kristen Linthicum, a great performance also with 7 points, 4 for 4 at the line when the game was still on the line. Savannah Rininger, 2 points. Jalen Montgomery had 2 points. 2 points for Natalie Washington and 2 points for Imani Washington. So our final score, 58-51 in this big showdown. And Frederick comes out on top. And Frederick will get ready for their next game. They'll be hosting Urbana, and the next game for Linganore will be on Monday night against South Carroll. Just a tremendous game tonight. I want to thank Sonny Joseph, the athletic director here, for a great job and helping us. I want to thank Bob Dacey, our producer, and for Phil Vissera, I'm Pete McLeod. Final score again, 58-51, the Frederick girls over Linganore. And a good evening to you from the Linganore High School gym.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy, Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing, Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball,
the Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team,
the Mark Turgeon Coaches Show, and Frederick County Sports Weekend featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lully.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WFMD.
5 points for Kirsten Linthicum, 2 points for Savannah Rininger, and 2 points for Jalen Montgomery. And the score here at halftime is Frederick 27 and Linganore 26. And we'll remind you, you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.